DOJ strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2014-2015 and beyond.
The government continues to pursue a credible and growth-oriented economic reform program geared towards improving the country's economy over the medium to long-term future. So far, the process has been yielding numerous benefits. We recap some of these on today's program. As most Jamaicans already know, an important component of the economic reform program is achieving all the structural benchmarks and targets set by the International Monetary Fund, IMF, as part of the four-year extended fund facility. So far, Jamaica met the expectations placed upon the country during each quarterly review for the 2013-2014 fiscal year, as well as for the first quarter of the 2014-2015 year. So impressive was Jamaica's performance that it elicited commendation from head of the IMF staff mission team to Jamaica, Dr. Yankees Martin.
Much has been achieved over the first year. A large fiscal adjustment has been put in place, achieving a primary surplus that is exceptional by international standards. Important steps to sustain that adjustment have also been made in such areas as tax reform and the institutionalization of a meaningful fiscal rule. The framework for the financial system has been fortified, monetary policy has been restrained, and the exchange rate has helped to restore a good deal of Jamaica's lost competitiveness.
With each passing grade, Jamaica has been able to access loan financing, which is channeled into the various sectors to stimulate growth and development. As Jamaica moves into year two of the extended fund facility, Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the government will focus on strengthening the financial sector, as well as implementing major growth projects. Additional measures will be implemented to enhance the ease with which the private sector can conduct business, as well as employ institutional arrangements to ensure the effective implementation of the fiscal rule.
The government of Jamaica will be pursuing reforms to further strengthen the financial sector and to advance the implementation of the major catalytic growth projects such as port expansion, agri-parks, logistics hub, infrastructure development, and the like.
Passing the IMF tests also serves to boost investor confidence in Jamaica's economy by both private interests and multilateral financing agencies. Dr. Phillips announced that Jamaica was set to benefit from $3 billion in new development projects over the next 12 to 18 months. The investments, he says, will influence several sectors, and the government has already completed negotiations with investors for the majority of the projects.
I'm aware of both committed investments and those nearing finalization, valued at more than $3 billion across a range of sectors, including agriculture, tourism, ICT, BPO operations, energy, and port operations. These investments relate to new projects and will be undertaken primarily by foreign investors.
Further proof that the government's economic reform program continues to reap success came early September with the publishing of the World Economic Forum's Global Competitiveness Index for 2014-2015. Jamaica was ranked 86, an 8-point jump from last year's score of 94. The index is considered the most comprehensive assessment of national competitiveness worldwide. The report also showed Jamaica moving up in several key indicators, contributing to its global competitive advantage. Strides in health and primary education were recognized, with the country jumping 34 places to 72nd, up from a ranking of 106 in the previous report. Improvements in business procedures resulted in Jamaica moving up from 72nd to 67th in business sophistication. The island also moved up 15 places to 32nd in the number of procedures to start a business, an improvement over last year's ranking of 47th. While there is still some ways to go before Jamaica is past its fiscal challenges, the implementation of the government's economic reform program continues to put the island on the path to growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.